You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this month, the Alcohol Regulatory and Licensing Committee approved Auckland Council's provisional local alcohol policy. If brought into effect by the council, the policy will introduce measures such as applications for new bottle shops to be very likely rejected for the next 2 years. Bottle shops and supermarkets across Auckland will need to stop selling alcohol no later than 9 p.m. and bars, restaurants and other on licenses permitted by the district licensing committee will be able to sell alcohol until no later than 4 a.m. in the city centre and 3 a.m. outside of the city centre. Auckland Council will set a date for the policy to come into force at a future meeting of its governing body. In other news, earlier this week, Council reported that theft and burglary rates are down in central Auckland, dropping by 34% year on year. This comes after Council endorsed a safety plan for the CBD, much of which is already funded and underway. I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics, asking him firstly to explain what the current laws are and what the provisional local alcohol policy would change them to.
Yes, so in terms of the policy, so that is, it's kind of still up in the air until the council vote, which is looking like it's going to be next week by the look of it, hopefully. So the policy has been developed since 2013, right? So it's been a long time coming. But if brought into effect, and I'll just run you through the changes because there's some detail here, but I think it's really important. Applications for new bottle shops in the city centre and 23 other suburbs in Auckland, you know, major town centres, I would suggest, are very likely to be rejected for the next 2 years. It's sort of a freeze situation on new bottle shops. Bottle shops and supermarkets across Auckland will need to stop selling alcohol no later than 9 p.m. So that's kind of the new cutoff. And bars, restaurants, on licences will be able to sell alcohol until 4 a.m. in the city centre and 3 a.m. outside of it. There's two more here, but bear with me. Sports clubs and RSAs. So where they're permitted by the District Licensing Committee, they'll be able to sell alcohol until no later than 1 a.m. So that's their sort of cut-off there. And if you're talking about festivals, events, stuff like that, where you need a special alcohol licence, that's still going to be assessed by the District Licensing Committee as they are now. So that's kind of the proposed changes. And I think, you know, it's fair to say there's some widespread public you know, feeling out there, and a lot of politicians have jumped in and said, you know, what they think and how they think it's a good thing. So that's sort of where the vote's going to go, I would imagine, next week, but we'll just see how we go.
And as you say, this has been a long legal process for council, with submissions from supermarket chains leading to 8 years of hearings and appeals that went all the way to the Supreme Court. Why has council been looking to change its local alcohol policy?
Yeah, it's adopting the alcohol policy that we, you know, it's been in place since 2013, right? So it's been a very long journey for council to get over the line, the policy. And yeah, in terms of why, I think that you know, it's changed over time, but there's been, as you say, a lot of litigation involved with supermarkets, etc. there that I can't necessarily comment on. But we've been on a journey, and we do need to sort of come to a conclusion at some point on what the policy is actually going to be, and so that we can be clear with Aucklanders.
And the two-year freeze in this policy only covers the city centre and 23 other suburbs, as you say, but not residential areas around them. Dr. Grant Hewison, a lawyer who works with Community Against Alcohol Harm in South Auckland, said bottle shops could open outside town centres in vulnerable areas where the freeze on applications is not applied. Is this a concern to you?
Yeah, look, it's these sort of details will be something that staff will have to go through and really give us solid advice about, right? So I think that will be part of the vote, will be, I'd imagine, a number of politicians putting up questions of that nature. And look, I'd just suggest to the public that if they do want to, obviously they can contact their public representatives whenever they like in advance of these kind of big decisions. I'd suggest if people do have concerns that they do that so that they can be fully aired out as part of the debate.
Earlier this week, council reported that theft and burglary rates are down in central Auckland, dropping by 34% year on year. Firstly, what are some of the current conversations in council about work to reduce crimes in central Auckland?
Yeah, I think the conversation is twofold, right? So in terms of addressing crime in central Auckland, we've got to first look at what can we do now? So there's been some really big moves, and the mayor has really led on this as well in terms of compliance officers and getting more boots on the ground to sort of, you know, deter crime and to help help people out. And I think that's made a really big difference. There's been some good investment in there. But, you know, we've got to look at the wider issues, and we've got to look at things like addressing homelessness, addressing poverty and widening inequality. These are some of the big conversations that I think council should be doing a little bit more of. And I just want to shout out to the Regulatory and Safety Committee under Councillor Bartley, who's been doing exactly that. She's sort of asked for advice that's still coming through around what can we do to really focus on addressing homelessness and have empathy and just really help our Aucklanders that are really struggling. That's going to have downstream effects on poverty and intergenerational drivers of crime. So that's sort of where we need to be, and I think that that's where we're going as well.
Are there plans to put those current conversations into place?
Oh, 100%, 100%. So we need to also reach out with government and see whether they can come to the party, because resourcing is always going to be another issue. My sort of personal view, if you don't mind, is that we need to do everything that we've done traditionally to address homelessness, but a part of that will be actually inspiring our homeless community and our homeless residents to use their skills and their talents that they will all have. Right, so we can wrap around with community services. What can we do to help people get back on their feet, not just sort of in terms of housing, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally, you know what I mean? So it's a whole conversation, but yeah, government's got to step in as well as council. That's the other thing I'd say.
And the building manager downtown, Robert McFarlane, said that he believed the drop in crime was due to a lack of reporting and questioned these numbers. He said that a lot of people aren't reporting crime on the basis that they believe that police won't attend. Do you think that might be the case?
Frankly, I just don't know where the data on that opinion is coming from. Honestly, I would encourage people to report anything that happens to them, absolutely. But I'd just say our police are doing a really great job, both in terms of responding to crime, but also trying their best within the framework to address the drivers of crime, you know, directing people towards services where they can. That's certainly a philosophy that we deal with out west, for sure. But, I'd encourage people to report it, but, look, I just want to know more about where that opinion's coming from, because, yeah, I'm not going to minimise the issue. I think there are still situations where we've got to really step in and help out and get people feeling safer again. But, you know, the other thing is it's all about positive messaging, right, as well as that. So we've got to really promote our city and promote just the fantastic things and the fantastic businesses that people should still be encouraged to attend. So there's a hell of a lot to talk about in this topic, as you can imagine. But, yeah, look, I think as leaders we need to be champions of Auckland. I'd be really encouraging of working with those businesses to see what their issues are.
And just lastly, Mayor Wayne Brown said that the new City Centre Community Safety Action Plan was a must to see the downward trend in crime continue. Can you tell me a bit more about this plan and the work it's done to reduce crime rates in central Auckland?
Yeah, so it's part of a real push by the mayor to, as I've said earlier, focus on the city centre in terms of its crime and getting its economy back on its feet. Yeah, so part of that is working on a plan that we can get everyone around in one room, be it police, be it community workers, be it council officers, be it businesses, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Get everybody that has a stake in the city centre into the room to work on solutions together and then roll them out, right? Because the other thing about plans is they're nothing if they're sitting on the shelf, they need to be implemented. But I think the mayor is doing a really sterling job on that, not just in terms of implementing this kind of plan and then rolling it out, but also being a real champion in the public for it. So I really applaud that.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about Auckland Council's provisional local alcohol policy and crime rates in central Auckland.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.